From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Germany holds a general election this Sunday, and if opinion polls are to be believed, Chancellor Angela Merkel is on course for an easy re-election. That is notable. Merkel has made an extraordinary political comeback. A year ago, she was on the ropes. Her approval rating tanked after opening the door to more than a million refugees and other migrants. How did she turn things around? It's economics, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from Germany.
At a rally in northeast Germany, Angela Merkel addresses a crowd of not exactly ecstatic supporters.
Es gibt richtige und falsches, das hält sich die Waage.
She's done some things right and some things wrong, says local resident Sigmar Holm. It evens out. She's likable. We need someone like her, not people who just talk nonsense.
Wir haben im Grunde gelernt, dass wir uns nicht genug gekümmert haben.
After 12 years in power, Merkel presides over a buoyant economy. Unemployment less than 4%, exports booming, the government budget in surplus for half a decade. That, says analyst Gero Neugebauer, explains why Merkel is coasting to electoral victory.
As long as the Germans say, the economy runs good, my situation is good, the benefit goes to the governing party, Merkel and the Conservatives.
And given the country's ever-present Nazi past, he says Merkel's unassuming, slightly dull demeanor is an asset.
Some people are still afraid too much charisma could lead to too much leadership, and the present leadership shown by Merkel is enough.
But some Germans do thrill to the fiery right-wing rhetoric of the Alternative for Deutschland party. 100 AfD supporters, like Holger Klein, protested outside Merkel's rally, still enraged about the million refugees and other migrants she allowed into Germany. Another 4 years of Merkel will be a catastrophe, says Klein. She's given the migrants a load of money. What do we Germans get? Anti-immigrant, anti-Euro AfD is still only marginal, but opinion polls suggest it could become the first far-right party to get into the German parliament since World War II. A dash of populism and economic discontent to cloud Merkel's sunny horizon. In Berlin, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.